much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congressional leaders are not any closer to a stopgap measure to end the shutdown. Congress is out today due to the holiday. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed and many offices are shuttered. ABC's Selena Wang says some services, though, won't be impacted.
The U.S. Postal Service and your mail delivery will continue. They are not impacted by the shutdown. Fun fact here, actually, the U.S. Postal Service is an independent entity that is funded through the sale of its products and services, not by tax dollars. So regardless of how long this drags on for, your mail will be safe.
Today, Secretary Pete Hegseth, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, were in Memphis, Tennessee, where President Trump deployed National Guard members to help with crime, he says. Local leaders say crime has decreased in the past 2 years. And hundreds of federalized National Guard troops have deployed to Portland, Oregon, to help support ICE operations. On Wall Street, stocks closing with new highs for the Dow and NASDAQ. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be flushing their water mains. You may experience low water pressure or possibly discolored water during this time period. It is best to avoid washing clothes during this time and cooking with the water as well. So please plan accordingly. Once again, October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be performing water main flushing. You may experience low water pressure and possibly discolored water. Please plan accordingly. This is your reminder about the book sale taking place at the Phillips Public Library from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 4th, and running the entire month of October. There's going to be lots of great items rotated weekly, so don't miss out. Come early and come often. And during the book sale, there will be a box in the lobby to collect children's clothing, sizes infant to 5T for the Head Start and Early Head Start programs. Once again, beginning Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and running the entire month of October, it's the Phillips Public Library Book Sale, taking place at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Young people sometimes get a bad rap for not being interested in what's going on in the world around them. This story proves that thought wrong. Lisa Hale has more.
The American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter recently honored the Oshkosh North Communities Program as the Youth and Young Adult Heroes for 2025. Teacher Richard Lieb said their story started when the students raised almost $1,500 for the Red Cross to use to help victims of the wildfires in California.
But I think what's really cool about it is that not only did we raise money, but I think we not only started to understand what the Red Cross really does and the impact it does have, and we were able to tell that story for the Red Cross. So we had 80 kids being the megaphone of the American Red Cross.
The students of communities at Oshkosh North worked quickly to raise the money when it was needed.
I think we tried to turn this around in about a week and a half. So we pushed projects aside because it's the timeliness and we know, understand the news cycle. You know, things come and go.
Lieb added, helping the Red Cross was a good way to show how much students care and want to do good in their communities.
For organizations like the Red Cross to open their doors to young adults and just giving them a shot I just appreciate that they were able to do that. And then because I just think that our generation, everybody thinks they just stare on their phones. And just, it's our program's all about giving kids a shot. And we gave the shot, and American Red Cross gave these kids a shot, and we were able to make an impact.
The American Red Cross recognized those they called local heroes at a ceremony in August.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
At Doc Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight storm chance tonight, otherwise a partly cloudy sky and a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny and heating up into the mid-80s tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and mid-80s again Saturday, right around 80 Sunday. Then cooler next week. Right now it's 80.
98Q Country.
I was raced off a route route 3. Past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. Just full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at
That's Brooks and Dunn with Red Dirt Road. You're listening to 98Q Country, and every day here on My Afternoon Show, Gray here with you in the 98Q studios. The 4 o'clock hour starts with a special 5 in a row from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. Go to K&B for your major brand appliance needs. Tell them your budget. They'll make it happen. K&B Refrigeration of Medford brings you this 5 in a row. And after we finish this 5, football time. Here's Patty Loveless.
You've got a thing or two to learn about me, baby. Cause I ain't taking it no more, and I don't mean maybe. You don't know right from wrong. Well, the love we had is gone. So blame it on your lying, cheating, cold, dead, beating, two-time and double-dealing, mean, mistreating, loving hard.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise, and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town, and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. said I wouldn't on a dream. And then a country song came on. I was almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked in 2-3-4. Blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song. Song came on, save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Song came on. No, I wasn't gonna dream. Yeah, a country song came on.
Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. Drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye-bye. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here above. Can I
pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by, bye bye. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I always wake up every time I try to turn. Sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, when everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by.
Country. You get your hands in it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots in it. Tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. You bet your life on it.
Stuck some crosses and some painted gold posts through it. You know you came from it. And someday you'll return to this hell-shaded red.
Build a
that you wanna build a 10% down white picket fence house on this dirt. Makes you wanna build a 10% down white picket fence house on this dirt. You know you came from here.
FGL, Florida Georgia Line, finishing off the five in a row from K&B Refrigeration of Medford. That was Dirt, our last of that starting five before football today. You know that jersey that you see floating around the internet? It's a picture of a Browns jersey with all of their starting quarterbacks on it, and it covers the whole back of the jersey. Well, it's time to get the next size up, I think. Cleveland is benching Joe Flacco, 1-3, and they've seen enough. They've given the nod to third-round rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel, who thus becomes the 41st starting quarterback for the Browns since 1999. I don't think the Packers have had 12. I'm not sure, but I'd have to. I think it's absurdly low compared. Of course, one of the larger stories here is Shedeur Sanders, the other Browns quarterback that they drafted this offseason, who's already shown that he's a chip off the old Deion block plenty of times. Of course, this was no exception. Reporters in the locker room asked Sanders about his feelings over the news and some similar questions, like what he thinks coaches would need to see to give him a shot. Sanders gave incredibly expressive answers without making a sound. It was a bizarre parody of a TV left on mute. Sanders acted as though he were answering questions. He mouthed words, he moved his hands, he smiled. He just didn't speak. And yeah, it's even weirder than you might be thinking, but I might kind of get it. Given what we've seen so far, I find it safe to assume that he's a bit confused. I think, honestly, that Sanders still doesn't understand why he fell to the fifth round, so he certainly wouldn't understand that the Browns think Gabriel is the better quarterback. The one thing that he might understand, don't do your business where you eat, if you will. The difference between can and should. He's a line walker like his father. But also, as other fans have pointed out since I was writing this story earlier, he might be trying to make a very particular statement, like the Browns have told him he can't talk about this, or he feels as though his voice has been removed from him. Check out the clip, though. It's something. Of course, if I misunderstood you, Shedeur, maybe you should speak up, unless you can't, and I get that now. Check out that clip for yourself. Shedeur is definitely still Shedeur as of today. Weather is up next on 98Q.
98Q Country.
A good Saturday could go a long way on Sunday and beyond. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It's a big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance. With the truth, it's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on this bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams.
Here they come.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs brought to you by Xfinity at the Charlotte Roval. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In NASCAR racing, a good run the previous week could go a long way in determining what group each team practices in and where they qualify the following weekend. Ross Chastain says it's important to be in that positive cycle when it comes to those qualifying sessions, especially now in the playoffs.
Where you go out to qualify, it is just exponentially helped by finishing good in the previous race. So very thankful that we're in the second group for a lot of these. I think it's a big reward.
Chastain is currently ninth on the playoff grid, 13 behind 8th place Joey Logano, heading to the next elimination race at the Charlotte Roval this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Blue Value Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight storm chance tonight, otherwise a partly cloudy sky and a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny and heating up into the mid-80s tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and mid-80s again Saturday, and right around 80 Sunday, then cooler next week. Right now it's 80.
Football and hoodie weather. Hot! This is fall in the country.
98Q Country.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
That's Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour. Russell Dickerson, Shania Twain, and Keith Urban will guide us into the rest of football for the day. Long field goals back on the menu, but not everybody's a fan, and it was only a matter of time. Here's Russell Dickerson.
I gave you hell on Friday night. all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. I was giving her all of mine, but the first time they met us when they understood, said, how'd you give one so good? God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring, then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl, it's just the right time. And I give you the world, cause she changed mine. God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. God gave me a girl.
I love their variety.
I love the variety of music.
Real country variety.
98Q Country.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? And this time did it feel like thunder, baby? Whose bed have your boots been under?
And I've seen you walking
driving home tonight, catching no red lights. That's alright, cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio.
Urban on 98Q, Somewhere in My Car, following Shania Twain, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under? Long field goals, the topic of football part two today, they are definitely a thing this season. I, for one, have been loving them for a few reasons. They make the game more exciting in general, they increase the points scored totals, they give kickers a boost from the perspective of the viewer, and there's more than that. Even I have asked myself, though, if there is a point of too many. I don't think we're approaching it, but I've been wondering. We get used to these 65-yarders and start taking them for granted. What comes next? I don't know, but I know people are good at getting used to that shiny new toy. This might just be the latest example. What I fail to consider is the statistical element, though plenty of others have, like Philly's defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. He's got some strong thoughts on the change, and it was kind of eye-opening for me. But what he did was he compared this era of football. First of all, he kind of referred to it as a separate era and brought up the home runs that were hit by Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, and Mark McGwire. You know, the steroid era of baseball? To be fair, he also brought up the dead ball era of baseball, so I don't think he was saying these are like steroid field goals. I think he was comparing the fact that the era has changed. So watch out. I think he'll be misquoted if people say he's saying that these long field goals are less legitimate, as though he's comparing them to those steroid balls. That might just be me misunderstanding, though. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt there. And I think he has a point. I think he's right. I think if we're going to talk about record field goals and things like that, I think we should absolutely denote the year that this change was made, because it's obviously significant. And I think the more data that we gain over this year, the more we'll see that this is indeed the case. Whether that means any changes will come to the stats, who knows? As always, with sports, we'll see. That's it for football today on 98Q, and that means country music until the 5 o'clock mark. Top of the hour news, weather, and more sports. Then the 5 o'clock hour keyword after that first song of the hour.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include pizza night, German night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
At Boot Barn, we know you need a reliable work boot. A boot that has withstood the test of time. When you feed, build, and fuel the nation, you can't take chances. Because you wake before the sun rises and end the day after it sets. Dating back to 1892, Thorogood takes pride in building high-quality work boots designed for hard-working people. Because reliability comes first. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monopoly Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer.
Big shout out to Minocqua Chevrolet for bringing Go for the Green and Gold here to 98Q. The next keyword coming up right after 5. Here's Jessica Andrews.
If I live to be 100 and never see the 7 wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who my father, and when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan.
morning, afternoon.
Gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Makes the afternoon fly by.
Today's best country. All afternoon.
98 Q Country.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down, said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song." Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time, "What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on? Everybody wearing suits and ties. From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox.
Yeah.
of rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out.